Our holy gospel for today is recorded in the book of Luke, the 8th chapter, beginning at the 26th verse. Then the disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on the land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank and into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So Jesus got into his boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with Jesus, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." The gospel of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Grace to you and peace from our God and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Happy Father's Day to all our fathers, stepfathers, and those who have or have had a father. That would be all the men here. Happy Juneteenth also, as we recognize our African-American neighbors and their long, hard journey to freedom, the final of which was in Texas in 1865. According to writers and editors of the Bible, Jesus fought demons in the desert. People in Jesus' time on earth fought foes within and without, so it is only reasonable to adapt those passages and declare, "We fight demons, seen, unseen, inside and outside us," right? Jesus declares in this gospel that we have a whole arsenal to help us fend off this foe, these demons. Jesus points to the Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit taking up residence in us and conquering all the demons that persist. In Galatians 3, the Spirit brings all people together. But in Luke, Jesus' very Spirit drives out evil spirits that seek to control us, cause us to become beleaguered by things out of human control. The man in Luke is not evil himself. Let's make that clear. He is not evil himself. But people see his behavior, and the only understanding they have is he must be possessed by the devil. We hear people say that today, too. More troubling, the evil spirits, now I'm an animal lover, the evil spirits leave and enter pigs. enter these wonderful pigs, and the pigs are banished to the sea and drowned. Pigs were considered, by the Hebrew people, were considered unclean, and what better place to send them in, possessed by the devil now, because the devil had entered these pigs, not Jesus putting them in, but the demons wanting to go into the pigs. But let's stop. Let's just stop here a minute and see how weird behavior was approached before scientific explanations came about. Is mental illness, which this man obviously had, is it evil possession or another form of illness in this time in the brain? Is there a difference? I think we need to rethink this gospel in view of modern science. We need to see mental illness as illness, not some kind of evil or devil possession. That view is a whole new paradigm for this gospel. You have to have a whole new way of thinking. When do we understand that the origin of a person's mental behavior, the easy way to explain it is, the devil made them do it? Really? Really? Nowadays, a deranged brain and a way of thinking can be likened to other health problems. How about a heart that does not pump blood at the normal rate? It can be compared to insulin that is insufficient to keep the person's system balanced. And often, people have problems mentally because of that. Or a stroke. Many in my family have had strokes and have had mental illness effects of a stroke. Cognitive skills, speech, and behavior. But we do not say that they are demon-possessed, do we? Nope. Just those people that look a little wacky. Well, I looked back on my previous sermons for this text, and I too have often fallen into that. Well, one time I fell into the trap that the devil made them do it. And I of all people, should know better. Evil possession makes an easy way to explain behavioral illness in others, and perhaps ourselves. On this very Father's Day, when I say I should know better, I reflect on the many years of personally dealing with a father, my dad, Palmer, and his distance from us physically and mentally. In Mendota, in Tremplo County Hospital, in Eau Claire County Hospital, over 27 years, then in a group home, and finally in his own apartment at age 65. His schizophrenia and bipolar diagnoses made people very afraid of him. He certainly needed medical care for his problem, but just like with other diseases, medicine kept him functioning normally and had to be controlled in a controlled setting. But that was not available in Jesus' day. They were in the tombs, they were on the streets, they were begging, they were unclothed. And today we have somewhat the same problem. We don't have mental hospitals. We knew that when my dad was off his medicine, the illness, not the devil inside him, made him do things that he would never think of doing when healthy. He would not have, this might be scary, but he would not have decided to burn down our home that he built with us in it. Thanks to my mother's quick thinking, we got out in time. He was extremely sick at some times, but not demon-possessed. He needed hospitalization and help from a medical community, God's gift to modern science for us, and it works. My mother-in-law, some of you may have known her, Jeanette Christofferson, who lived on the West Hill, lived on Lake Wissota for a while, but then the West Hill, had a brother, Robert Lyle, who was in Chippewa County Hospital. She had a tremendous understanding of my painful experiences with people seeing the devil in these people when her very brother, like my dad, just had another kind of illness that affected the brain. I have ministered to so many people that are shunned because of that devil concept that has pervaded our society and made mental illness into a pariah. Our culture has a long history of placing mentally ill in the category of villains, which makes that whole situation much worse for the person and definitely for the family. It was so bad in the 1950s that we tried to hide the illness. Our family tried to hide that illness. We didn't want people to know because we knew that we would be like lepers. But occasionally others would find out, and my brother and I would suffer numerous verbal assaults and abuses. One time, it was physical with me, when my next-door neighbor in my grade school class told my whole class that my dad was mentally ill, and she said, in prison, on the playground, and I was beaten till the teacher came and stopped it. I think we need a whole new paradigm, as I said, with our understanding of mental illness. My father was mentally ill for decades, but I never thought of it as evil stuck inside him. He loved me and never forgot to send me a birthday card every June for my birthday, as I always loved him and sent him a Father's Day card that same week. I thought of it as an illness like other illnesses that he had no power over, no power at all. But yet, there were some treatments that did work, and they do today if the people stay on their medication. For Jesus' day, the understanding was that Jesus yanked some kind of evil spirit out of that man named Legion, what a terrible thing to call him, and transferred it to pigs. Jesus didn't transfer it, but the evil spirits transferred to pigs. Really? I just see it as a healing of an illness, such as when he healed the man born blind or the woman who had the issue with bleeding all those years. The Jewish had no love for pigs. We know that. They don't eat them to this day. These unclean animals in the kosher world. So transfer the evil into the despised four-hoofed ones and drown them. That's a good story. We used to take care of the mentally ill, as I mentioned, and regulate their meds in hospitals, and I'm all for that. I have a lot of experience with it, with my dad. Now these poor souls walk our streets. We've been in Tucson, we've been in Albuquerque, and all these big cities. Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls have some, but you should see the campouts in those cities. Maybe you have. Many of these people being mentally ill, and when the police confront them, they shoot them. It's starting to change because they're getting social workers on staffs to deal with it, but it's taking a while. These people are abandoned, and it does appear that demons have indeed entered them, if we look at it on a surface. These ill people are thrown away by their families because they do not know how to deal with the behavioral issues. We have a debate in this country, too, a big debate over guns. And teens in possession of AK-47s or AR-15s. After Uvalde, you would think we'd change, wouldn't you? I thought we would have changed after Sandy Hook. That didn't do it. So now we have another one. 19 beautiful grade schoolers and two teachers. We heard the words when they were killed, shot to pieces. Pure evil. Pure evil. It certainly was an evil act. But if we walk that back, the young man's behavior, it was caused by some circumstances that could have been turned around, perhaps, earlier in his childhood, perhaps. We have come to call these persons evil possessed because it answers the why for us, and we love to have the why answered. So we find a reason. Could Uvalde have been avoided early on with health care? Could it? Of course, there is this whole thing of assisting of this behavior by giving these people access to guns, too. There is that. Those who should not be in possession of one. These are weapons of war, the kind I mentioned. Send these weapons of mass destruction to Ukraine, where they belong, in a war, not on our streets. Why we tolerate them on our streets to obliterate little babies and children and others is beyond me to accept, to understand, except greed by gun companies and lobbies. And they certainly are not, these weapons are certainly not used for hunting, like they like to say. It would blow the deer to pieces. There would be no meat. Real men, real fathers, do not need military weapons in a civilized society. We do not need to buy them for our children as a sign of manhood. We need to teach Jesus' way of nonviolence, peace, and love as a sign of manhood. Love the neighbor, including the children and the teachers of Uvalde. Excising demons may be a biblical way of approaching evil intentions and deeds, but good parenting, especially when we talk about this day, Father's Day, good parenting, unconditional love, and respect for others may bring about a gentler, kinder child into adulthood. And there are times, no matter what we do, what a father or what a mother or a caregiver, my grandmother, the behavior is an illness that needs modern-day treatment. Sometimes, no matter what the parents do, it doesn't work. We know that. We are fortunate for miracles of medicine that we have before us in this millennium. And the Holy Spirit will guide us in ways of healing, in ways of parenting, in ways of loving as we have been called into Jesus' mission to love one another as he has loved us. Loving Father's Day to all of you, loving Juneteenth to all of you, guided by the Spirit working in and around us over time to bring about the Father's love. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.